Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette joins us on the Wendy's Big Show. Hello, Ryan. Welcome back to Green Bay.
What's going on? How's it going?
Well, it's
not good to be back in Green Bay. Nothing against Green Bay, but to have to go from Los Angeles to this stuff, it's quite the adjustment.
A little bit of a buzzkill, that's for sure. Ryan, well, we had a little bit of snowball fighting at practice, though. Does that mean everybody was getting themselves prepared mentally and physically the right way to go out and beat the Carolina Panthers? Because it doesn't seem like Aaron Rodgers thought they did that over the weekend.
Yeah, it's no coincidence that their four-game losing streak ended and all of a sudden they're back at practice on this Wednesday, huh? I mean, the walkthrough Wednesdays were nice while they lasted for this team, I guess, although it's a little nice to be a little earlier in the day from a media standpoint. So, but, Matt LaFleur said they wanted to get more reps on the grass. It's notable that you talk about the snow, they practice outside in the elements today, something that the Carolina Panthers absolutely could not do. I mean, when we talk about what it's going to be like on Sunday, there's a big difference between what they're going through here this week and what they're going through in Charlotte this week. So, I thought it was interesting that even with the snow, Matt LaFleur sent his guys out into the cold, into the elements, and it's just a built-in advantage that you don't get in Charlotte where it's in the 60s today.
And being able to slow down a Christian McCaffrey, that guy can play on any surface at any time. This is like the Green Bay mystique that you would imagine, yeah, let's bring that warm weather team up here, but with the Packers' run defense being as bad as it is, could this be somewhat of a advantage to Carolina?
It's a good question. I think in general, I think this is a big game, a big showcase game for Blake Martinez, for a guy who's going into free agency. He's going to be going against maybe the best inside linebacker, middle linebacker in the league on the other side. Blake Martinez is not Luke Kuechly. No one's Luke Kuechly. But it's a big showcase for him, especially in this matchup against a guy that he knows pretty well from Stanford and Christian McCaffrey. So he's, not to say that it's going to be a lot of one-on-one in the pass game, because I think you're more likely going to see Darnell Savage against Christian McCaffrey, but it's a big showcase game for Blake Martinez, no doubt about it. Being in the final year of his contract, and as a whole defensively, this run defense that has just not performed at its capabilities at times much of this season, it's going to be a test.
Why does it feel like Blake Martinez is catching a lot of smoke from the media? That's what it feels like to me.
How many interceptions does he have this season?
Yeah, okay. Is that what
he forced fumbles?
He forced one fumble.
Yep.
It was, when Derek Carr extended and kind of dropped the ball through the end zone. He had one sack in the opener. It was when he was unblocked early in the opener in Chicago. He's got 95 tackles, which, I mean, he's a tackler is what he is. And not more than that, he's not just a tackler. He's the brain of that defense. I mean, he's the Jim Leonard of this defense. That's Mike Pettine had Jim Leonard all those years in New York, and he was kind of the communicator, the extension between the coaching staff and the players on the field. And that's what Blake Martinez is from a cerebral standpoint. He's an active tackler. He's got the most tackles in the league. I don't personally view tackles as a qualitative stat.
Correct.
In terms of judging how someone plays as a defender. And outside of tackles, again, I ask, he's got zero interceptions. He's got zero fumble recoveries. He's forced one fumble, which was a good hustle play, but I think we all know a play that Derek Carr really goofed up on. You know, there just hasn't been a lot of production outside of tackles.
What do we want him to be like then?
Well, I think what he is what he is.
Right, exactly. I totally agree.
You know, he's not Luke Kuechly. Luke Kuechly, no. By the way, has two interceptions and seven defended passes.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Kuechly, if you talk about the top guys at that position.
Yeah, who are they?
They're guys that can go against any formation, any mm-hmm. personnel grouping, pass, run, doesn't matter. You never take them off the field. Blake Martinez is a pretty stout run defender. You know, he's a guy that's got a lot of limitations in the pass game, in the coverage game. And it's really not fair to pick on him for that because this team drafted Oren Burks a couple years ago in the third round to kind of do that, and he hasn't done it. So it's not all Blake Martinez by any means, but, you know, he's a solid starter is what I would say.
You think the 3-4 defense and the way they play with a lot of sub packages, you really don't have both linebackers on the field all the time, really schematically puts them in a bad position to try and stop the run?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's not any different than what they did last year and what they've done in the past. And that they've got, the reality is they've got more talent. Even with Mike Daniels no longer in Green Bay, they have more talent in the defensive front than they had a year ago, or really since they've had for a while. You know, I just think that part of it is, you know, guys that need to, it's not even a physical thing. It's Blake Martinez himself talked about this after the game, and other guys have talked about this at times. Mike Pettine's talked about this at times. It's gap integrity, or really a lack of gap integrity.
Exactly.
Guys being assignment sound in their game. It's not even a physical, like talent thing. It's just do your job, and don't do more than your job, and don't go hunting the big play. Just do your job. And there's not just one guy responsible for that. It's really been, at times, every single player in that defensive front collectively and almost kind of like revolving door. Like it's this guy on this play, that guy in that play. But collectively, it builds up to just a defensive front that has not been very gap integrity sound throughout most of the season.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Rashawn Gary has gotten a lot of love on social media with a couple of plays that he made and one good run fit where he sheds the blocker to the outside and takes on Austin Ekeler, I believe it was, to his chest and makes the play at the line of scrimmage. But the plays and opportunities seem to be becoming a little bit more plentiful for the first round pick.
Yeah, and I think that's probably just the regressing to the mean. I mean, they can't burn out the Smiths in the middle of the season. You know, they got to have both Rashawn Gary and Kyler Fackrell, who also has been playing more, take some of that load off through the midway point, because you got to have your guys, your top guys, good to go late in the year. So you want to see some of that, and what they do with those opportunities, you know, remains to be seen. Rashawn Gary has played well, especially against the run. And that's something, I mean, you talk to you know, his coaches in Michigan, as you know, as much as he has the quick twitch athleticism to be a good pass rusher, they all lauded his run defense first and really his pursuit on backside, from the backside on run plays. So this is something that's followed him. He's a hustler, he's got a high motor, and we see that in the run game as well as the pass game.
What about Brian Bulaga and Bakhtiari now going forward? Do you have any concerns about them going forward the rest of the year, or you just chalk it up to a bad game?
You know, like Brian Bulaga had like quite possibly his worst game in what has been his best season. Mm. You know what I mean? Like
Bakhtiari comes on our station and lobbies for Bulaga to get paid. It's like he's Bulaga's agent every week.
I think it's incredible the season that Brian Bulaga is putting together. And it might sound funny to say that after, I mean, he probably had his worst game of the season in Los Angeles. That's just a guess. I haven't talked to Brian Bulaga about that, so I don't know how he would feel. And frankly, the good thing about talking with offensive linemen is that they'll tell you what's up. I mean, usually they're pretty open and honest about how they played, and there's a lot that we just don't know from an offensive line because so much of it is about the assignment on each individual play. So, you know, he had some plays I'm sure that he'd want back, but it is, I think it's remarkable the season that Brian Bulaga's put together through 9 games here. I mean, for all the mileage and the wear and tear on his body, the way that he's played for much of the season, it's been pretty stunning. So did he have a bad game? Did he have a game he wanted back? Probably, but, you know, that's going to happen. And I just don't think that this is an offensive line that you're going to see allow pressure against 4 very often. It happened on Sunday. It's not something that in the big picture is going to be a repetitive thing.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk Friday, 4:35, and get ready for that Carolina team to come into a little bit snowier Green Bay than we were anticipating. Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
Appreciate it, buddy. That's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.